Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It is great to be joined right now by a longtime NFL personnel guy, probably best remembered for his time as general manager of the Cleveland Browns from 2005 to 2008. I mentioned broadcasting as well with the Alabama football team, and now the GM of the Alliance of American Football's Phoenix franchise, Phil Savage, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Phil, how are you tonight?
John, I'm well. I hope you are too on this opening weekend, of course, of college football, and then with the final cutdowns, if you will, of the National Football League.
Yeah, it's a crazy kind of week, and if you're a football junkie, this is one of those weeks. If you're into the roster part of it, this is one of those three-day periods that I think really has people juiced up. As someone who's been behind the scenes and making these types of decisions, Phil, can you just take us through what this period is like when I know it used to be 53 down to 75, then 90. It's crazy now, I'm sure, with 53 down to 90. But outsider looking in, I just imagine the scouting staff having gone through exhaustive research on these rosters and almost having like a gigantic fantasy football cheat sheet on guys that get cut when it comes to waiver claims and things like that. Can you take us behind the scenes and give us an idea of what these couple of days look like when it's this land rush for all these players?
Yeah, really since the weekend after the draft, everyone's been assessing their own teams, their own draft choices, the guys that they signed after the draft and that sort of thing. And then, of course, when the preseason opened and you actually can go and send your people to either games or have them watch the tapes, you absolutely are eyeballing those guys from the fifth, sixth, seventh round and any undrafted free agents and guys that you perceive to be on the bubble. And you're really trying to build your list out so that this weekend, as soon as Friday, when we saw a wave of players cut, and then, of course, yesterday, everyone had to be underneath that 53 level by noon. Now you get a chance to go out there and see if you can and add some players that perhaps could help you. We saw the Giants add six players that they claimed. The Browns added five as an example overnight and today when they put in the claims for those players. So there's a lot of preparation that goes into it. And, of course, it's a very emotional weekend for the players themselves, especially those that find themselves maybe on the outside looking in. And you know, that's where we're excited about this Alliance of American Football League. This is going to be another option where guys that are left holding the bag, so to speak, will have another option to perhaps keep their career going or perhaps even elevate their stock as soon as next spring before this next wave of draft picks come in.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Phil, because as I mentioned when I brought you on, you're the general manager for the Phoenix franchise in that Alliance of American Football. So take us through how I would imagine there's an evaluation process going on right now with respect to these preseason games and trying to glean as much as you can on some of these guys that either got cut, got waived, released, or maybe even back end of the roster guys who could become available at some point. Can you take us through that evaluation process and how unique it is when you're doing this from the ground up. You're not filling needs like you would on a normal team where there's already a franchise in place. You're building from the ground up with this thing.
Yeah, first of all, we're not sure what an Alliance of American Football Player looks like yet. You know, we don't really know what a starter level is or what a backup level is in this particular league. So you kind of start off with a bit of a blank slate. And I spent the better part of August visiting NFL training camps, going to preseason games, trying to assess, in all honesty, the 65th to 90th man on these rosters. And so all eight teams have been doing something in similar fashion. And, you know, again, we're sort of a next tier, if you will, as we start to look at these players and what the fallout's going to be from the cuts yesterday, from some of the roster manipulation that the teams are going through today, and then ultimately they'll add 10 players to the practice squad in the NFL. So we're looking at guys that, again, just end up on the outside looking in without a job, without a paying job in the NFL. And, you know, going into the weekend, Sean, there were about 1,184 players that were going to be waived.
Yep.
And ultimately about half of those will ultimately get a chance to go back to an NFL team, either on a practice squad or perhaps the active roster, maybe even injured reserve. So about half that number will draw a paycheck of some kind. The other half are the guys that we're going to be interested in the most with the AAF.
And I'm talking to Phil Savage, who's the general manager for the Phoenix franchise in the AAF, a longtime NFL personnel guy as well. Also has a book out, Fourth and Goal Every Day, which you can get at any of the outlets you get books. We'll talk about that in just a second. But Phil, going back to you mentioned that you had gone to a handful of NFL camps. I'm curious, you obviously have relationships with people, I would imagine, all over the league, so it's easy to make a phone call and say, hey, I want to go come out and see some of these guys, watch you practice. I'm curious, in general, with the AAF, is the NFL receptive to having personnel people in the AAF actively going and watching? I mean, look, media people are at the practices, so it's probably not that big a deal, but I'm just curious what that relationship is like with the NFL and with the AAF, and is it viewed as a competitive one or one that there is kind of some mutual benefit in getting some of these players a home eventually?
Well, the Alliance has built itself as a league that ultimately will be an addendum or an augmentation to what the NFL is trying to do. So there's really no competition in that regard. We're a spring league. The NFL obviously starts up Thursday night. So there's not a rivalry, if you will, from that standpoint. But I found the 14 teams that I visited were very accommodating. There was a lot of interest in trying to understand how the players are allocated and how they'll be parsed out when we start to put these rosters together. And so, you know, I think that obviously we've got to get ourselves off the ground and get going in February of 19. But if we can establish that and show that players can come to the Alliance, practice and improve, get 10 games of experience, and then come back into to the NFL with at least a level of development that took place in our league, then I think that we can find success. And there are good people, really good people involved in it. The timeline works. Our season runs February through April. And so a player that joins the Alliance, so to speak, you know, when he finishes with the Alliance middle of April or the third or fourth week of April, if he's on a team that gets into the playoff or wins a championship, then he can come in back to the NFL and not miss anything. See, that was one of the issues with NFL Europe before it expired about 10 years ago, is that guys that went into that league would play games in June and July, so they missed all of the OTAs, all the mini camps, and when you got them back in July, they were just worn out. And so in this situation, the timeline is really good. And then I mentioned the word development several times. You know, with the limitations in high school, in college, in terms of the practices, no more two-a-days, limitations on the number of days you can be out there during training camp itself. And then with the CBA and the NFL, look, I went and saw some prospects, Sean, that I was watching on some of these NFL teams. They'd get one rep like every 10, 12, you know, repetitions. So they weren't improving a lot. And so this is going to be an option for them to really get better.
That's a really, really good point. Phil Savage joining me on CBS Sports Radio. All right, Phil, I got to get your thoughts. The biggest topic NFL-wise over the last 24 to 48 hours is this Khalil Mack trade, something that you rarely see a player, a Hall of Fame trending player in his prime getting dealt. I'm curious where you come out on this deal, especially the fact that, yeah, the Bears get the best player in this deal, but they had to give up two first-round picks for the right to pay Khalil Mack. You make him the highest-paid defensive player. Where do you come out, and how surprised are you that a trade for Khalil Mack went down?
Well, I think it caught everyone by surprise, but I think if you read the tea leaves throughout, you know, there was very, to the public's knowledge, there was very little negotiation that went on between the Raiders and Mack's representation in the offseason, over the summer, and then once they got to training camp. And I think part of the reason for that, quite honestly, is I think the Raiders probably have some level of a cash flow problem. And once that Aaron Donald deal came in and they saw that it was going to cost $90 million guaranteed in that neighborhood to get Khalil Mack, I think that's when the Raiders went into the mode of, you know, we're not willing to go that direction, and let's see what we can get out of this. And, you know, they had five or six suitors at least. The Bears, to me, make a lot of sense. I visited them back in early August, and one of the concerns they had was, where is our pass rush going to come from, especially from the edges? And so this is a huge get for them. They're a team that they think is on the front edge of the window opening for them to win a lot over the next number of years, maybe a year away right now, but still, you add a player of his magnitude, I think they were willing to do it. And, you know, the other thing is GM Ryan Pace, last year he made the move to get the quarterback. Mitchell Trubisky moved from 3 to 2 in the draft. And now this year he comes back and follows it up with this bold trade for Khalil Mack. And for the Raiders, I think for the Raiders it was a money issue, A. And then B, I think once John Gruden really had his chance to put his eyes on his football team, I don't think he feels like they're as close as maybe they did when he arrived. And so now they go into somewhat of a transitional phase where they're going to have to really rely on the draft in the next couple of years to get ready for that move to Las Vegas.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Phil Savage joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Phil, before we get out, we got about a minute. Fourth and Goal Every Day is your book. Give the audience kind of the elevator talk, the 30-second, 45-second talk on what exactly the book is about and where they can get their hands on it.
Yeah, I was the color analyst for Alabama's radio network for 9 years. And, you know, many years ago, 1991, I was part of the staff when Bill Belichick was the head coach and Nick Saban was the defensive coordinator for the Browns. And what they now call the process in Tuscaloosa was really being put together back in those days in Berea 20-some-odd years ago. So as I stood there and watched and broadcast the game, I felt like, hey, this is an historical run. Maybe we'll never be matched. Someone really should tell the backstory. And I thought I could give the reader sort of a Paul Harvey, now you know the rest of the story, backdrop on why Alabama has become so successful this last decade.
And we could probably do a whole other segment just on Alabama football alone. We'll have to do that. We'll take a rain check and do that some other time, Phil. Really enjoyed this conversation. You can get him on Twitter, at Phil Savage. And, Phil, best of luck as you guys build closer to the inaugural season of the AAF. Should be a lot of fun. More football is cool with me, so I'm all for spring football. Looking forward to seeing what it all looks like, and I appreciate you making time tonight. Thank you very much.
All right, good deal, Sean. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, let's stay connected.
You got it, Phil. Thanks. Appreciate that very much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.